Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. This show, yes, is called Raw and Unfiltered. And your host is Wayne Allen Root. Now, on Tuesdays and Thursday nights, if you have been paying very close attention, you know. But if not, I'll tell you again. Wayne kind of takes a mental break for the first hour. And yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets a chance to warm you up. So, I'm the warm-up act, so get ready. And Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. The great Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, the Lone Star State, pushing all the buttons, moving all the dials, flipping all the switches, making sure that we stay on the air on this Tuesday afternoon slash evening, depending upon where you are listening. So every day is a new adventure in Afghanistan. Every day is a complete disaster for those who are left behind. Yesterday, Jen Psaki got on the offensive, if you will, with one of the reporters who asked her a simple question about the folks being left behind. And she didn't like that, and she jumped ugly. Although, you know, sometimes when you do something like that, you know you're in the wrong, and they know they are in the wrong. Let me play you some audio. I've stole this from ABC News, but a conversation about Biden's claim that the Taliban are letting Americans get to the airport.
The reality and the rhetoric are miles apart.
We have no indication that they haven't been able to get in Kabul through the airport. We've made an agreement with the Taliban thus far. They've allowed them to go through. It's in their interest for them to go through. So we know of no circumstance where American citizens are carrying an American passport or trying to get through to the airport.
Does that square with reporting on the ground?
I mean, just totally not. The reaction was pretty much it was breathtaking. No indication Americans can't get to the airport. I mean, last night on World News, we had American citizens who had exactly that experience. They tried to get to the airport. They had waived their American passports. The president talked about all they had to do was present their passports and they'd be allowed through. They were beaten by the Taliban with the rubber fan belt from a vehicle. Multiple examples of Americans and Afghans, SIV applicants, who have now tried repeatedly. There's one woman we're tracking. She's back at the airport tonight. This is a third night in the row. Gates haven't opened. The Taliban haven't let her through. It just seems the reality and the rhetoric are miles apart.
So it's lie after lie after lie after lie. And you pile that on top of a colossal cluster blank of a plan to leave Afghanistan because you felt as though it was politically the right thing to do, and you've left these people out to fend for themselves. If they don't get to the airport and they don't get out of there, they're going to die. And if by some chance they don't die, then they're going to be captured and held hostage. You're going to see them on a YouTube video. You're going to see them on their knees with a Taliban soldier behind them with a rusty blade at their neck. That is what's going to happen. And by the way, I was mentioning this yesterday. What will prevent the Taliban from rounding up 1,000 United States citizens, putting them in a warehouse somewhere, turning on a camera, going live on YouTube, and telling Joe Biden, we start cutting the throats of these American citizens unless you send us $50 billion.
What will old Joe do then? How will he handle that? The guy who can't get out of his own way. And still, these Washington elite, they sit there and they speak out of both sides of their mouth. And they lie over and over again to you. And even when they're caught in a lie, like I just presented with that audio, it doesn't matter. They just keep plowing forward with more lies. And do you know why they can do that, guys? Because the public is stupid. And the American people are stupid. And the American people are apathetic and complacent. Not everybody, not people listening to this show, but a majority of folks out there who align themselves with the Democrat Party, the folks who voted for Joe Biden, the folks who didn't like the idea that Donald Trump tweeted nasty things in the middle of the night, they brought this on. And they sit in silence. And they should be demanding some kind of a resolution, because those are American citizens that are trapped. But they don't. They sit in silence because either they're apathetic, or they don't want to get involved in this thing, and they don't want to be made to look the fool because they chose this bumbling moron as a president. That's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we are. They have royally screwed this whole thing up about as bad as it could be screwed up. And people are going to die, and there is going to be a whole bunch of ugliness to come here in the next few months. Giving the power to the Taliban, listening to what the Taliban says and doing that, as opposed to just dictating what's going to happen over there. Shameful what has happened in Afghanistan. As the greatest power in the world leaves again with their tail between their legs and being told what to do by literally a bunch of people who live in caves. It's pathetic. And that's President Joe Biden's legacy, 7 months in. You know, the whole thing, by the way, as far as just, we know the people are suffering, but the equipment that's being left over there is worse than we thought. The Taliban has already seized 75,000 vehicles, 600,000 weapons, 200 aircraft, all left over by the U.S. forces, the military forces, because Biden didn't want to bring them back, didn't want to destroy them. This is sinister. This is no longer negligent. Because I just don't think somebody's that stupid. How could you be that stupid to do something like this? It seems impossible. It's sinister. There's got to be somebody behind the scenes pulling the strings with Joe Biden. This is getting to be, well, it's already a catastrophe, but it's now becoming one of a biblical proportions. You almost think that there is actually Satan behind the scenes doing the work here. It's surreal how bad this is. We're arming the enemy with our equipment and leaving Americans behind to die. Why? And yet, nobody from the Democrat Party, nobody says anything. Nobody challenges. Nothing from Nancy Pelosi. I guarantee you, wherever you're listening to me now, whatever state you're in, your senators, if they're Democrats, aren't saying a word. Here in Connecticut, nothing from Dick Blumenthal. Nothing from Christopher Murphy. Nothing from our Congress people who are all Democrats. They're running from this because it's toxic. But they don't have any stones to stand up and say what has happened here is a complete travesty. Which it is. It's a complete, utter travesty. A debacle. Disgusting. Coming up in just a bit, I'm going to bring a guest in here. And you are going to be riveted to your radio. Kevin Brown is his name. And he served in Iraq. He was a leader of men, had over 1,000 men under his command when he was over there. And he's going to break it down. I'm going to try to keep him for the rest of the hour after we take this first break here in a second. But if you're driving around wherever you might be, I wouldn't go to wherever you're going. I would stay on the radio here with us because I think you're going to find the next conversation that we have one of Incredible interest to you and to the rest of the country and the rest of the world. This guy's got an in for what's going on over there in Afghanistan. Now, one other thing before I take a break, because we're going to do the rest of the hour will be all Afghanistan. But yesterday I heard this. This is a complete 180 on a different topic, but I just wanted to play this audio again from our fearless leader, Joe Biden.
Today I'm calling on more country, more companies, I should say, in the private sector to step up with vaccine requirements that'll reach millions more people.
So he went on to say yesterday, that's just a snippet of the audio, but he went on to essentially put pressure on companies. I almost got the feeling like you better fire your employees if you don't get the vaccine or make it nearly impossible for them to work with the conditions that you would impose. I say this, and as I say, I swear to God, as I say this, I'm getting a chill down the back of my spine. This forced vaccination of free people is, again, the word sinister, Orwellian, diabolical. Choose your own word. I've now become defiant. I refuse to get it. I refuse. And there are a couple times I came close to getting it. And people that I love and respect have begged me to get it. But now, out of principle, I can't. How dare they go down this road? Force the employers to put pressure to fire their employees if they don't get this government-mandated vaccine? What country is this? Where do I live? Are you kidding me? Wow. Wow. Is all I can say. Can't make it up, man. You can't make it up. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. We'll take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jake Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, Wayne Allen Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I am Lee Elsie, and I am joined by a very special guest. He was commissioned as a second lieutenant of infantry, became airborne and ranger qualified. Led over 1,000 men in combat zones. He served on the Army staff in the Pentagon and at the Army's premier counterinsurgency training center, where he was the chief of plans on September 11, 2001. He was trained in special forces, where he fought toe-to-toe against Al-Qaeda in Iraq. He completed his studies at the Army War College and is a graduate at Kansas City State University. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kevin Brown.
Good to be here with you again.
Let's start with what years you were over there.
Yeah, so and there probably is an important caveat here, right? I was deployed, I was an Iraq baby,
right,
as we talk about it, and I put together a cumulative 42 months, I think, in the sand.
So 3.5 years.
Yeah.
People who have never been there, give me a paragraph or two of what it's like
over
there.
Yeah, you know, I think I could sum it up with what I told my soldiers when we stood on the, you know, on the quad, right? When you think about a war movie and, you know, fall in, men, and everybody gathers around you, you know, and you give your speech. And the last thing I said to them before we sort of loaded up on planes and headed over was, you know, don't forget, everybody over there is not trying to kill you. There are good people just like you where you're going.
Right.
And it's that slim margin of people that are going to put you at risk that you need to be on the lookout for. And so what I told them simply was, shake hands with good people and chase the bad guy down with vengeance.
Is it hard to determine who's who?
It's like a beat cop, right?
Yeah.
It's like being a beat cop and trying to, you know, get to know the street and get to know who's good and who's bad. But it's a wear and a tear on your soul every day.
Exhausting.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what I can tell you, sort of put a pin on this, is every day when you get done with patrol, you tell yourself, I'm proud to be an American, and I'm lucky to be an American.
So the time that you were over there, maybe, like I said, different situation maybe than what we got going on in Afghanistan, but as a whole, when you left that 42 months after, did you feel like you have accomplished what you wanted to accomplish?
Well, boy, talk about a tough question, right? So here's an overarching philosophy, I think, in this whole thing that can drive the conversation about what we did right, what we did wrong, what we should do, should have done, all that stuff. Pottery barn rules. You break it, you buy it, right? Mm-hmm. You break it, you buy it. And, you know, ask yourself, did we buy it? We broke it. No question, right? We went in and we broke it. But did we buy it or did we rent it year over year for 20 years? And there's a gaping difference between you break it, you buy it, and you break it, you rent it, and drive it like you stole it. You know, just pull it into park, leave the keys in, and walk away from it, right? So I don't think, and this is a really simple statement that could create an awful lot of conversation, but we didn't abide by you break it, you buy it. And what I mean by that is, you know, Korea, where we still have a presence and a demilitarized zone. Germany, where we created a military occupation force and a governance that was led by the U.S. until such time as we knew that things were settled. We didn't go in with that sort of an approach. Right. You break it, you buy it. And so we kind of got what we paid for.
Would you say the same thing in Afghanistan, or is that...
Yeah, no, I mean that really for both theaters.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Again, Kevin Brown is with us, so the phones are already blown up, as I anticipated. If you're getting a busy signal, please keep trying. I just want to go over one more thing with him before we grab a couple of calls, because I think the calls will make this really interesting. I think people maybe have a different idea of what's going on. But I can't think of an exit strategy that was worse than the ones that they have deployed. You shut the airport down or give up the airport before you got the civilians out.
Yeah, this is a tough one. And you know, it's really not playing out well at all, right? And I got to reflect. There's two things I want to get out that might not directly answer your question. And one is what Bob Stefanowski ended with last hour, and that is about negotiation. And then the second thing is, if we can do it, however we can weave in a chance for me to talk about how soldiers out there should feel they've served in this thing, right? But Bob Stefanowski ended by talking about negotiation, and that's really the bottom line. You know, there was none of us in the studio, in this audience, and probably very few in this country know just exactly how those negotiations with the Taliban went down, what the conditions were, and what went wrong with whatever that negotiation was. But that's what's playing out right now. Mm. That's a long way of saying, you know, I listened to the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff yesterday, and I served under both of those men, like this close as you and I are here at this table. And they have enormous hearts, incredible wisdom, and they're hard-nosed warfighters. So nothing got by them. We're talking about the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. There's no way on God's green earth that anything got by them. And I do believe in my heart of hearts, because I know those gentlemen, that there were plans and contingency plans for everything that could happen, but they weren't executed correctly. And there's something else going on that I think that we're not going to know until later.
Right. So there's an underlying current that we don't know about.
Yeah. And I started all that with Bob's point about negotiation.
Yeah.
Negotiations took place. And frankly, you know, we probably didn't do a good job in those negotiations at all levels.
Okay, but why are we even bothering to negotiate with the Taliban? All right, listen, hold that thought. I got to take a quick break. We'll come back. West Point graduate Kevin Brown is here with us. Stick around.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House approved the $3.5 trillion budget framework on Tuesday.
capping off several days of negotiations between Democratic leadership and centrists who threatened to tank the party line legislation. Speaker Nancy Pelosi hashing out a deal with the moderates, clearing the way for a spending package, and also guaranteeing a vote on the Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill by September 27th. President Biden says he's sticking with the August 31st deadline for withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
The sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risk to our troops, but the completion by August 31st depends upon the Taliban continuing to cooperate and allow access to the airport for those who were transporting out, and no disruptions to our operations.
USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Joining me here in the studio, military expert Kevin Brown. We're talking Afghanistan. So what are we doing in Afghanistan? Blood and treasure in the desert for what? I said, I've been doing that for years, actually, right? So I got to admit it. So now, though, in the last maybe 3 weeks, I've been reeducated. I've talked to more military folks. More information has been disseminated. We only have 2,500 soldiers over there. Right. Only one death since May of last year, combat death.
Right.
So the trade-off of sanity and peace in that region versus 2,500 soldiers and whatever we have to pay to keep that going, that's a trade-off I'll take all day long.
Yeah, right on.
Right?
Yeah, amen. So, and that kind of goes to my point about, you know, maintaining the demilitarized zone in Korea or having established governance in Germany after World War II. If we're going to do this thing where we are the greatest nation on the planet Earth that can sustain security worldwide, then you have to stay there. There's a famous quote, I'll botch it, by T.H. Fehrenbach in a book called This Kind of War. It was written after the Korean War. And in it he says, you can fly over a nation, you can drop bombs, you can pulverize it, atomize it, and remove it of all living civilization. But at the end of the day, if you mean to secure it and hold it for the growth of humanity, you got to have boots on the ground. And you can't just leave.
One of the arguments for staying there, since we're the beacon of freedom for the globe, is that we began to see some actual roots of democracy. Right? They've kind of got a taste for what it is to be free, in particular the women. I realize there's this question of time. How much time are we supposed to give them? But maybe if we did give them more time, that tree of liberty could have grown. Do you agree with that?
I can't disagree with you. I think, Lee, you're reinforcing my point, yeah, which is if that's what we thought we were going to go in and do, then we needed to go in and do it. And,
right,
and frankly, there's no other nation on the face of the planet that has the wealth that we have. And I don't mean that just in terms of dollars,
mm-hmm, right?
The wealth of an understanding of what liberty and freedom is all about, the wealth of dollars, the size of the military. But we didn't have the wealth of national will to stay there. And now I gotta sort of talk out of the side of my mouth and say, you know, you can't be one foot in the water and one foot out. And we as a nation, that's where we were. So I don't really have a problem with, you know, Trump's decision for us to leave or Biden's decision to execute it. We kind of this week have all been talking about how it's been executed. But if we went in with, you know, you break it, you rent it, it was time to get out. Ultimately, we had to end that,
right,
that lease.
But knowledge is power. Even my job, which requires me to be constantly searching out information, a lot of this stuff fell through the cracks.
Yeah, I mean, look at just what you said about how this week you realized or learned or were educated that we only had 2,500 troops there in the first place.
Right.
Like, look, there's no major tide reversal going on. This chaos is not happening because we rapidly and haphazardly withdrew all the troops. There were only 2,500 there in the first place,
right,
and we only went down to 700, one battalion. The other 1,800 were in Kuwait, a six-hour flight away.
Right,
so
right,
we didn't really come unglued from a military apparatus standpoint. All the MQ-2 Reaper drones are still flying overhead. All the AC-130 gunships are still up there. We still have and had this past 7 to 10 days,
right,
all the military capacity we needed to secure the situation.
Kevin, there was a rumor going around that the Afghan army were being paid handsomely. What do you know about that?
Very, very interesting point. And, you know, in 2006, those that followed the conflict in Iraq might remember there was a thing called the Awakening. The Sons of Iraq rose up out of the ground and decided, you know what, these are just normal military-age males that are on the streets of Iraq. Hey, we want to be part of this whole thing, and we want to help with the security of our own country, right? Because that's part of this whole conversation, right? Because we've watched the Afghan National Security Forces roll. And the way that we convinced them to stand up was, hey, I tell you what, we'll put $300 a month in your pocket if you'll stand on the corner with a rifle and secure your neighborhood. We bought the Sons of Iraq, I don't know, at its height, maybe 50,000 soldiers, foot soldiers, by paying them $300 a month.
money makes the world go round. And yeah. It sounds like a hard, cold, ugly thing to say, but there were contingency funds available to do that. If, in fact, that's what's happening, no surprise.
Let's go to the Northwest Hills of Connecticut, where one of our regulars and one of our great callers, Reed, is waiting.
You guys respectively asked these questions. How could we have done it in a way that would have been worse, which is a great question. That was your question, Lee. And then the other question, Kevin, was we're going to find out something, I believe, later that explains this. Okay? Now, all I can do is look at the pieces that are on the chessboard, and what I see, and if I recall correctly, is not aid and comfort to the enemy treason?
Trying to move 100,000 soldiers worth of equipment and people is a monumental logistics task. So I just want to attack one point there and make it clear that there's no doubt in my military mind that though it's not a good look and poorly executed, any left behind equipment was just simply a second order effect of the massive amount of movement. It's you're taught to drop a thermite grenade on a piece of equipment to destroy it if you can't remove it. I mean, we're all, you know, it's because it can, right. There, the time can come when it is nearly impossible to move everything through the pipe to retract and get out of the
field. But isn't that sort of the end result of the timeline which they decided to impose?
Bingo. And one of your callers already mentioned about the September 11th anniversary. Right. And, you know, look, somewhere in this whole conversation, and this is old news, right? I'm not saying anything that we haven't all collectively said to ourselves over the past 20 years. Once you start putting a date on a calendar in front of the enemy,
yep.
you've changed the dynamic of the, let me go back to Bob Stefanowski's point, negotiation. You've pinned the negotiation, and that's unfortunate.
So let's circle back to your command in Iraq. You actually had 1,000 men under your command, correct?
The organic infantry battalion in our United States Army has about 600 to 700 soldiers, and then when you deploy, you become a task force. You add on other pieces and parts. So right. In our tour to Baghdad, Task Force Triple Deuce, that's what we went by. We're very proud of our history and lineage. Triple Deuce had about just short of 1,100 soldiers.
Wow. All yeah. right. And like, that's a day in, day out. Day in and day out to communicate with 1,100 soldiers. I mean, obviously it's a chain of command, but you must have an edict every day that you want to get through, right?
Yeah, right on. So my edict, right? So look, this last 20 years of conflict that we are seeing come to a kind of a crazy end.
Yeah.
Has been very, very decentralized warfare. It's not your grandfather's war, you know, it's and or my father's war, yeah. I can say. My father fought in World War II. It's not your piston-driven engine fight where you've got uniformed forces of both kinds. They face off, they shoot each other, and right. somebody wins or takes ground, and it goes. It's fluid. It's right. it's an insurgency and a counterinsurgency. And so when it comes to giving orders and controlling 1,100 soldiers, you have to decentralize. The only way you can beat a network is with another network. You can't beat a network by trying to, you know, fight it like an army.
So you said your father's war, and this is a question that may be hard to answer, I guess, but your father, his war, they had a goal. Their goal was to win, beat back Germany, beat back Japan, win at all costs, right?
Right on.
Yeah, I don't think you guys got that same thing.
So, you know, we don't have the hours for this conversation, Lee,
yeah.
because I will tell you that the day the towers fell, I was working at this training center where our purpose at this training center was to prepare our Army's forces for a counterinsurgency environment, the very environment we found ourselves in for the next 20 years.
Mm.
And in those early days, right after 9/11, what I will say is that I was not getting good. Now, I was a young major, and I'd been in for about 14 years, kind of knew what I was doing, but probably didn't know as much as I should have known at that point, right? But what I knew is I needed some strategic guidance. Hey, where are we going with this thing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? And the only guidance I really got at the training center, and I don't mean for that to sound completely negative, because it was effective and necessary to save the lives of the soldiers that we were training, was I need you to be able to employ, you know, air ground CAS, close air support to troops in contact. I need you to be able to do X, Y, and Z, all these things. But I will say that one of the key tasks that came down was execute negotiation skills training. Again, back to Bob Stefanowski's point. Because what we knew is we were going to get into an environment where it wasn't just about, you know, having a VJ day on the deck of a battleship where we have a surrender. It was not going to end that way.
Right.
It was only going to end by locally created partnerships and alliances that we could then sort of slip out of. And I even tried at the training center to institute that in the training environment, and it was just too tough to do. Look, you get these groups of 4,000 soldiers, a brigade at a time, together to train, and it's 10-to-1 speed. It's like sticking a weed eater down a guy's throat trying to tell him, all right, look, you're going to do all these things in 10 days that you're going to do for a year in a combat environment. And so we could never really get them, obviously, in a 10-day training rotation to, on that last day, conduct the kinds of extraction we're talking about right here. Now, I'll just stop there because I could go on and on about it. But it is a difficult and decentralized environment. And so controlling 1,100 soldiers out there, you just got to know that they're going to go by your edict that you gave them. Yeah. My edict to them when we departed Fort Drum, New York, was first of all, that they understand the context of where they were going to operate. And that is, not everybody there, Iraq or Afghanistan, not everybody there is the enemy, and they don't all hate you. And in fact, most of them are just like you. They just want their individual liberties. They want to be left alone, they want to feed their kids, and they want to be secure. And so my edict, and what's funny about this lasting edict that I issued on a day in 2004 came back on Facebook 2 days ago from one of my young soldiers who remembered it and said,
wow,
the wisest thing I was ever told was the following, and it was this, and this is the edited version. Quote, shake hands with the good guys and chase the bad guy down like a dog.
Kevin Brown is with us. One more segment. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1 year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee, friend of Wayne Allen Root, the amazing transformer, the man that changed his life, lost 25 pounds of visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of lean muscle, and hundreds of other war listeners from coast to coast have transformed their life, gotten off their diabetes, insulin, reversed high blood pressure, reversed many other illnesses, and you can too. And this month only for war listeners, that's right, it's a 2-for-1. It's a BOGO. You have to take advantage of this once in a lifetime offer to buy one, get one free. John and Chelsea Jubilee's transformation, the breakthrough science shared on the floor of the United Nations. Log on right now to energizehealth.com. That's energizehealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups
are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
First, let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. It is Patriot VPN. They're a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. So let me say that in plain English. Patriot VPN protects your internet privacy, your data and your privacy, everything you say and do. So cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider, ISP, they all collect and use your private information without your knowledge. And there are so many examples in the media, but how about conservative groups in America being actively targeted and your personal information and internet history being sold by your ISP? It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For your business, for your family, for your personal use, three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. $6.95 a month, and when you use the code WAR, you get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. It's all about your internet privacy.
Final break here on the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Very special guest joining me right now in the studio, Iraqi combat veteran, Afghanistan expert, Kevin Brown. Kevin, you guys are built to win. Did they give you the opportunity to win? Every time we talk about this, we talk about rules of engagement, and your hands seemingly were tied. Am I wrong on this? Were you given that opportunity or enough of an opportunity to win?
So this is, I think, for me and everybody else who served throughout the global war on terror for the last 20 years, who watched us slide out of Iraq and allow ISIS to grow and become a threat, not just in Iraq, but Syria and Morocco and Yemen and all through the Middle East and North Africa. and who are watching us depart Afghanistan right now and are concerned that Taliban is going to rise and be a threat to us again, don't get caught in the moment. My message to anybody who served in the last 20 years to do the right thing at the right place when they were told to is don't let this get you down. Don't hang your head low, because it is a measure of effectiveness that for 20 years we didn't have another attack like we had on September 11th, 2001. Yep. That is a measure of effectiveness. It is success. It does prove the mission worked. Don't let this withdrawal thing take anything out off of what you did.
I tell you, and that's exactly almost, like I said, the military folks that I've had on this week have said almost exactly the same thing, because the point I made is that what do you tell the Gold Star mom who's staring at her picture of her son who's dead?
I talk to him all the time. And
what you just said is what everybody said.
You know, the great thing about, it's a mysterious thing in some ways, Lee, is the great thing about those Gold Star moms, they get it better than any other American.
I bet. There is a sentiment, Kevin, that this president botched this on purpose, or, you know, the dark web is reporting some of that stuff. Do you think Biden is being treasonous?
I don't care what president you're talking about in the history of our nation. Not one of them ever comes to work and doesn't care about what decisions they're making for this country. I would say that first and foremost. I know both of the gentlemen that are serving as Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and I know that they are hard-nosed, big-hearted warriors who want to get the mission done, get it done right. It's a different thing to talk about how it has not played out the way it was anticipated, and that there should be some accountability and concern about how that could happen. But it's completely wrong to think that anybody has purposefully or poorly thought through this thing.
How about the sentiment, though, that he didn't listen to his advisors?
That you hear that every administration, right? Think about it. You know, you hear that kind of thing all the time. And I think that where there's probably some truth to that is, again, to reflect back on the earlier caller who talked about mandating withdrawal by the anniversary for the sort of the ceremonial and political reasons that might create. Anytime you pin your strategy to the calendar, you're in for failure. Here's the flip of that, though, right? We have given, and look, I'm a military guy, so this hurts for me to say this, but we have given the military commanders oftentimes the ability to say, hey, we want to give you a conditions-based exit. When we tell you the time is right, then we'll go. And we've been doing that for probably about 7 years now. Hey, let's go with a condition-based departure. Let's go with a condition-based departure. And I just think it was nearly inevitable that the time was going to come. And I hate to reuse my early phrase, but if we really didn't intend to buy it after we broke it, we had to figure out when that lease was going to end. And I think the country's will to stay there any longer kind of caused us to withdraw rather than remain in there with a force forever. What I do believe in my heart of hearts, and this is a tough one for me, and in fact, friends and family will say, well, wait a minute, that's not what you told me last week, because it's tough. But in my heart of hearts, and I'll reflect on my Iraq experience when I say this, we should have maintained some sort of forward presence in that country just to demonstrate commitment for a protracted period of time. But I say that only, I say that without the level of intelligence that's going on at the highest level that might suggest otherwise. But my belief is that, you know, forward presence keeps you there. Before we ever left Iraq, I used to tell my men that I served with in northern Iraq, we're going to be here forever. We're going to stay here in the northern province of Kirkuk in the vicinity of the Kurdish region, and we're going to put a base here, and it's going to be just like Camp Red Cloud in Korea, and there will be troops here for decades and decades to come.
You said that before.
Oh, it was 2008.
Wow.
Because I truly believe in my heart of hearts, the only way that if this country wants to be the global power, then we've got to be there to be the global power. And it's easier, I'm going to admit, it's easier said than done.
Right. Unfortunately, I'm completely out of time. I cannot thank you enough. Kevin Brown, combat military veteran, and one of our go-to guys when we're talking about things that happen in the Middle East. But I am out of time. Wayne Allen Root is up, and he is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
One.